You will notice in the questions I've done there that I didn't actually give you the capital amount of the debt. Now, there's a reason for this, because what we always do is we always, when it's redeemable debt, we always presume that the capital is 100. So even though the examiner might tell you that the loan is for 20,000, when you work out the cost of debt on that 20,000, pretend the capital isn't 20,000, pretend it's just 100. Now, I appreciate that sounds a little bit odd, but the reason is because the market value, which is what you need at the end, the market value is given per £100 of capital. So you need to be always consistent. So always put the capital in at 100, regardless of what the actual loan is, and then work out the interest based on a capital of 100, and then you can compare it to the market value, which it gives you per 100. Now, the only slight alteration to that is that if you are told that it's a premium on redemption. Now, if you have a premium on redemption, all that means is the capital that you pay back at the end will be slightly more because of the premium. So, for example, if he tells you that it's a 10% premium, simply put in the capital to be 100 plus 10% premium, so therefore 110. If the premium on redemption was 20%, 120. Okay, so always per 100 and then put in the premium. The interest, however, is always just based on the 100.